respiration, transpiration, and the environment revision for kids 4 through 12. Respiration and the environment. The act or process of breathing in plants and animals is known as respiration. In animals, it is the inhaling of oxygen and the exhaling of carbon dioxide. In plants, it is the process by which cells use oxygen to break down sugar and obtain energy. Thus, in transpiration, plants take in carbon dioxide during the day and send out oxygen, while animals take in oxygen and send out carbon dioxide. During the night, plants take in oxygen and send out carbon dioxide. Importance of respiration to plants. The carbon dioxide breathed out by animals is important to plants. It is used to manufacture plant food in the process of photosynthesis. During the day, plants take in carbon dioxide and send out oxygen, which refreshes the atmosphere. Photosynthesis and respiration are the two essential processes that allow life to sustain on Earth. Transpiration. Transpiration is the process through which plants lose water to the surrounding atmosphere in the form of water vapor. This water escapes through tiny holes on the leaves called stomata. The importance of transpiration to plants are: it helps to cool the plant. It helps to remove excess water from the plant. The transpiration pull helps to absorb minerals dissolved in water from the soil. Some factors affecting transpiration are: the humidity of the atmosphere, the number of stomata present on the leaves, the temperature of the environment, the amount of soil water, the speed of the wind. Plants control the rate of transpiration by leaf folding, leaf shedding, leaf dropping, and by water storage organs. An example of plants that fold up their leaves during hot weather to reduce the rate of transpiration is groundnuts, peanuts. An example of plants that shed their leaves to reduce the rate of water loss is the pear tree. An example of plants that drop their leaves during hot weather to reduce the rate of water loss is sweet potatoes. Some plants develop water storage organs, that is, thick leaves and thick bark, to fight transpiration. Importance of transpiration to man and his environment. Water evaporates from plants into the atmosphere and forms tiny droplets of water called clouds, which later become heavy and fall back as rain. Rain waters our crops. It provides us with drinking water if well collected. We use the water to cook our food. Rainwater sinks into the ground and later comes out as springs, which is good for drinking.